The acting Minister of Water Resources, Wexenhausen, and Octay Mensa, says this year's New Year's School and Conference, which focuses on water and sanitation, provides the opportunity for the country to assess its performance in that sector. Mr. Mensa, who opened the program in Accra, hinted that a committee has been set up to see how best to overcome the challenges of the use of water in both rural and urban areas. A report by Yahya Kwamwa and Mary Atuli.
The acting Minister of Water Resources, Wexenhausen, E.T. Mensa, said over the years, the demand for water has far outstripped supply due to sprawling urban settlements. This, he noted, has stretched government expenditure in the sector, pointing out that the challenges facing inadequate water supply are due to the activities of galamsey operators, encroachment on the banks of water bodies, and the effect of global warming and climate change. He has therefore advocated the need to adopt global warming resilience practices and interventions to contain the situation.
Water bodies which used to be perennial are drying up due to some of the activities I have referred to, as well as the effects of global warming and climate change. Between 2009 and 2012, government secured a combination of loans and grants totaling $1.4 billion, and also contributed an amount of 6.4 million Ghana cedis from the national purse to ensure that the supply gap is effectively managed within a planning horizon year 2025.
The director of the New Year School, Professor Yao Oheniba Sechi, said the decision to settle on this year's topic was informed by the real challenges Ghanaians face with regards to inadequate safe drinking water, poor sanitary conditions, inadequate hygiene condition, and poor physical planning strategies. He said the country loses 420 million Ghana cedis annually due to poor sanitation.
Adequate sanitation is crucial for poverty reduction, crucial for sustainable development, and crucial for achieving any and every one of the Millennium Development Goals. We barely 2 years ago, achieving the MDGs by 2015 has become disheartening in spite of the huge investments made by several countries, including Ghana, to achieve desired targets. Ghana as a country loses 420 million Ghana cedis a year due to poor sanitation.
Professor Oheniba Sechi was hopeful that the New Year School and Conference would impact positively on sustained educational program for attitudinal changes on health, sanitation and hygiene practices among Ghanaians.
That report was filed by Yahya Kwamwa and Mary Atuli.